We should resolve our differences
on Fox News a short while ago. This is Fox News.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. God gives us strength to get things done, not make excuses. 2 years ago, a Frenchman named Robert Marchand set a world record by riding his bicycle 14 miles in an hour at the age of 105. But Robert was disappointed. I didn't see the sign warning me. I only had 10 minutes left, he said. Otherwise, I would have gone faster and posted a better time. Robert also said, I'm not here to be a champion. I'm here to prove that at 105, you can still ride a bike. No excuses for him. Solomon would have loved Robert's attitude. In Proverbs 26:13, he said, the lazy person claims there's a lion in the road. Yes, I'm sure there's a lion out there. Solomon knew that if a person isn't willing to work, he or she can find endless excuses to avoid it. So what if this week we stop making excuses? God gave us strength to get things done, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are about to undergo a major turnaround in the right direction. Today, sunshine with a high temperature up to about 54. That's the beginning. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cold. Overnight, low 34. Tomorrow, high near 60. Mostly sunny skies. Saturday's high, mid-60s. Slight chance of a shower. On Sunday, could be a couple of isolated showers around. High in the upper 60s to around 70. Monday, I think we're maybe in the low 70s with scattered showers around and well into the 70s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Bladder control issues can make life difficult and sometimes embarrassing. But now there's a better solution. Now there's Willow. For women and men, Willow does everything the other disposable incontinence product brands do, but with none of the downsides. It's slim and soft, just like underwear. Its ultra-absorbent inner layer keeps you feeling dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric, and it's convenient. Order online and we'll ship them in a plain box. Our subscription model means no more awkward checkout moments at the store. We're so sure you'll love Willow, we'll send your first box for free. All you have to do is go to willowfree.com. Now you can live your life with confidence and security. With Willow. Do you struggle with incontinence? Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box for free so you can try them first, but only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
wish we did.
You know what?
Jersey Mike's?
Yeah.
I used to eat them when we lived in Pennsylvania. They're good.
Yeah, that's where I learned about them.
Man, they're good.
What is it?
It's a Subplace.
Subplace. They had one in Boca, too, when I lived in there. Let me look and see where the closest
Hoagies.
You see what we talk about during breaks? This is why we can't.
Hoagies, Baron.
There's one in Auburn. Heroes.
Hoagies.
Subs. Cannons.
Want a hoagie?
There used to be a great little dump on Norman Bridge Road across from Normandale, right between Destin Connection and whatever that next street is, called Sub Hut. Back in the 60s and 70s, it was great.
Well, Jersey Mike's is done, but they have one. Look at those subs. Take a picture. That's the one in Auburn.
Oh.
Doesn't that look good?
Yeah.
That's look good. I mean, they're great.
They are.
Good. Anyway.
Yeah. They're not a sponsor, though.
No, they're not. Well, they're not even here.
I was going to tell you what a sub place that I liked, but then I was like, they can pay for the privilege.
Yeah, well, if they're here, don't
If you have
don't
a J them. And a J in your name.
Yeah. Free smells. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Who is this? You're on the air.
Hey, it's Tommy. Hey, you mentioned that you lived in Pennsylvania. I didn't know that. I knew you were from Indiana. I'm from Indiana originally.
What part of Indiana?
Marion.
Okay.
Born in Newcastle. Hey, when my first time I went to a steak, cheesesteak place up in Pennsylvania, we lived in Reading for about a year and a half. I ordered a cheeseburger, and all my basketball teammates looked at me and said, Southern boy, what are you doing? What are you doing? But, hey, I remember the Letterman joke back before Jerry.
Hold on, let's not blow past Newcastle. Were you there when Steve Alford was there?
Well, let's put it this way. My oldest brother guarded Steve Alford his senior year.
Yeah.
Played for Bill Green, and my oldest brother fouled out in the first half.
I bet.
Guarding Steve Alford. We were at Newcastle in Chrysler Arena. Imagine high school having an arena named Chrysler. But anyways, 19,000 people. We had good seats, and my brother is playing Rover in the matchup zone. Fouls out the first half. Steve Alford makes 53 free throws and beats James Blackman. And of course, we
your brother was on James Blackman's team.
Oh yeah, and if you go back,
James Blackman senior.
Yeah,
man.
And, if you go,
I want to talk to this guy forever.
Well, if you go back and watch that Market Square Arena game where they lost I can't even think of that. Richmond.
Yeah.
Blackman scored something like 60-something points because it went into triple overtime.
Yeah.
And my brother, I think he only played a couple of minutes of that entire game. But talk about heartbreaking. But, hey, my oldest brother, when we lived in Newcastle, that's where I was born, all his punt, pass, and kick awards were all second place because of, well, there you go, Steve Alford.
How about that?
But, hey, I remember the Letterman joke one time. This is before Jared from Subway got in trouble. He goes, how fat and how bad does your diet have to be to where you lose weight when you switch to an all-hoagie diet?
You know, when I lived in Bloomington, I ate at the Subway where Jared lost all where he lost all that weight. Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, what part of Pennsylvania were you at?
Carlisle.
What is Carlisle?
It's about 10 minutes east.
Well, the Redskins have their summer, camp.
Yeah, it is. Well, it used to.
It's also where the War College is.
Yeah, U.S. Army War College. But yeah, no, it's about 10 minutes southwest of Harrisburg.
Okay, so Harrisburg, that's not far from Reading.
It's where 81 and 76 come together. Now, you were probably an hour east of us.
Well, let me share this funny story about Pennsylvania before I let you go, or you guys let me go. My senior year of high school, my mother was teaching at Penn State. I went to Penn State my first semester of college, made dean's list, and had to scrape an inch and a half thick sheet of ice off my windshield, so I got to go back down south. And but anyways, the story, we went to the Penn State-Boston College game, and we left 4 hours before, thinking we were going to get there plenty of time to get on campus and go walk around, because that's where I was going to go. Traffic was so bad on that one road in and out of town that we sat down in our seat as the kickoff happened. Penn State was down 12-7.5 and fumbled the kickoff in the second half against Boston College. And classic, my father, he turns to me and he goes, doesn't have these boys ready to play. You ready to go home? He goes, you want to sit in that traffic on the way home? You want to go now? I'm like, I'm ready to go. He left at halftime.
That's unbelievable. No, I did my first year in law school at Penn State, and it was it was an interesting experience.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It's
Well, you know, the the food's good there, and there's good people everywhere.
No, the food's great because they got all these little German places all over the place, and I'd love that food. The food's phenomenal. It's the it's a weird experience because I'd lived in Alabama where if you look a certain way, you probably sound a certain way. And so, and it's hard for me to explain what that means, but when you come from other places, if you come into Alabama, you know what I'm talking about. When you look at somebody, you can tell they're going to open their mouth. It's going to be like, you know, real southern twang. Not that everybody that sounds that way looks that way, but when they look that way, they definitely sound that way. And I was at a diner in outside of Carlisle, Pennsylvania one time with my wife, and we looked around, and everybody looked like they should sound like that. But everybody had this like perfect Midwestern diction and perfect English, and it was such a mind bending experience. I thought I can't live it. No, what the reason? I mean, it snowed 48 inches the first year we were there, and I was like, yeah, I don't know if this is for me.
Hey, Harrisburg really didn't get that much snow because it's on the other side of the mountain.
It did in 2003.
Well, hey, one thing I tell folks, I say, you know, there's good people everywhere, but the one thing I remember about living in the Philly area. Because people weren't shy about telling you how they felt about you. They would come right out. You knew exactly where you stood at all times with every single person you came in contact with at school. They'd say, you know, Clayton, you're in it, and let me tell you why you're in it. And they'd lay in.
You know what, James, the famous James Carville quote about Pennsylvania, right? Hmm. You got Pittsburgh on one side, Philadelphia on the other, and Alabama in the middle.
Yeah. Hey, I got to run. Our number 272-9228.
You know, away from a reminiscence of all the times in Pennsylvania.
I didn't dislike Pennsylvania at all. Didn't want to stay there forever. But I remember, you know, we were living in Florida at the time, and we went up to visit Pennsylvania. We flew there from Fort Lauderdale to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. And terrible airport.
It is terrible, but we drove across. Mm-hmm. And it was very pretty.
Yeah, it is.
We got into Carlisle. It's a beautiful little town. It's small. It's quiet. Kind of reminds you of just any Midwestern city, small town. And it just had a really cool, really nice feel to it. We were there. But we went and visited in like April, which is beautiful. Yeah. And then we started school in August, which mm-hmm. is beautiful. And then about November to March, you figure out why people don't live there.
Uh-huh.
It is cold.
Or, you know, they do. They're like have four times the population.
But we play golf at the War College all the time. Public pays a certain fee. It's like $8, $10. Mm-hmm. E1s pay the same fee. By the time you get to like 06, they're paying $40 or $50 a round. They punish you for success in the military. I never realized that.
Kind of.
Our number 272-9228. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Fred.
Morning, Fred.
Y'all had mentioned, hello, Mr. Mowry.
Hey.
And Jack, anyway, y'all had mentioned basketball. I just turned you on and I just popped. So this night, I think I can't even remember, 77. Anyway, Duke was ranked number one. They had the twin, I'm sorry, Kentucky was ranked number one. They had the Twin Towers. Auburn wasn't even ranked. Okay, so a buddy just on the spur of the moment about 6:30 said, you want to ride up there and see if we can proceed? Sure. Okay. Freshman on Auburn's team happened to be the rifleman and the round mound rebound. And they beat number one Kentucky by
not
like
in 1977.
This must have been 81 or 2, yeah.
I don't remember the time. But
no, it would have been like 85, 86. Because Blackman was at Kentucky during that time when they were number one, and Barkley was at... Because Blackman would have been at Kentucky from like 84 to 87.
I may have my date well, but do you remember Kentucky had the Twin Towers?
Yeah.
They had 2 7-footers. And Barkley was a freshman or sophomore.
That would have been like 83, 84, yeah.
Well, I got my dates only about 7 years off. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But anyway,
hey, you know, considering how often you're in the emergency drawer, that ain't too bad.
Hey, look, considering that, like I thought, Burke was the fifth pick of the 84 NBA draft.
Was he really?
So we're talking about 82, I think, because he was a junior. Look at the big brain on Dave.
But Auburn wasn't even ranked, but the Rifleman, remember the Rifleman?
Chuck Person. Indiana Pacer,
he's
Chuck Person.
He's from right down the road here.
Yeah, Brantley.
In trouble with the law, Chuck Person. But anyway, Person and Barkley were on the same team.
Who hadn't been in trouble with the law?
They beat 2 out of Kentucky, and I mean the stadium was full of Auburn fans, and It was just amazing, you know, and a really fun night.
Coincidentally, you know what I did last night? I drove over to Auburn and watched them whip up on the Missouri Tigers and saw Charles Barkley. Got a picture with him last night.
You got a picture
night.
On Facebook?
No, Charles. Stop
yeah, it was,
it.
Yeah, he was like, he was real personable. It was funny, and I was like, you know, I just said, hey, I got to get a picture with you right quick. Like, you're my favorite player, in, you know, when you're in the NBA. And he was like, yeah, dog, you know. And,
did you ever read the, there's a great magazine article about how great Charles Barkley is. There's a little Asian guy and his
Lynn.
Dad. What?
I was trying to explain it to my buddy. The guy's name is Lynn.
Lynn.
And he shows up at Charles' mom's funeral, and they're like, who's the Chinese guy? He's like, that's my boy Lynn.
Yes.
They met at an airport bar.
They were pounding beers.
And Charles was like, and he was like, yeah, you travel much. And the guy was like, yeah, I go here, here, and here. He was like, if you see me, like, you know, if like the game is there, I'm probably there.
If the TNT
so like,
game
here's
is
my
there,
number,
probably.
Holler at me and we'll hang. And so the dude did, and they were like best friends.
Yeah, they hang out all the time now.
And then Charles showed up at his funeral.
Yeah.
That was the story.
Oh.
It was like really good story.
So that guy's dead.
Yeah. But still, it was a cool, cool story.
It's a cool story. Hey, I got to run. 272-9228. Yeah, Charles Barkley seems like a stand-up guy. If you don't mind
him
driving.
Not throwing you through a window, you know?
Or driving the wrong way down the interstate not paying his gambling debts.
I would just not mess with the man. You know?
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
You know, the gambling among the professional sports class must just be massive. Because Charles did it. Phil Mickelson got in a lot of trouble doing it. Michael Jordan. You know, that the rumor was...
Allegedly Michael Jordan.
Rumor was Michael Jordan didn't just want to play baseball.
Right.
He was kicked out of basketball.
Well, you know the other one.
What?
The real nefarious one.
What?
About his dad.
What?
You never heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah. That, like, that was, like, a thing where he owed people so much money that, like...
They killed his dad?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think it's true, but that was like,
yeah, because he
but those two things
off.
Are those two things are concurrent.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah, that's why he kind of went crazy because his dad died and he left baseball, which I think is actually probably the story. I mean,
I think David Stern probably said you got to get kicked out, you need to take off because he came back in the middle of the season.
I think his dad died and he kind of was like had a midlife crisis and you know
when he came back, where did he play? What was his first game back? Do you remember?
No.
Indiana Pacers.
I should have known that.
Indiana Pacers.
Somebody played. Is that when he wore 45?
Yeah, I was at the game before he came back. I was up in Indiana visiting my dad, and we went to see the Central Division leading Pacers take on the Orlando Magic and a young Shaquille O'Neal. And we had great seats, like three rows up. And I remember Shaquille O'Neal looking like a behemoth, the biggest human being I've ever seen.
95. So they, or 94?
94, I
think. So they had Penny at that point. They had Dennis Scott. The Magic did.
Oh, they had a great team.
Magic won the East that year, right? And went and got trounced by the Rockets.
It would have been the first year the Rockets won, yeah.
Yeah.
94, 95. Look at the big brain on Dave. I didn't know you watched NBA basketball.
Man.
Do you watch it now?
A little bit.
We watch it about every night at our house.
Yeah, I know you said that.
I love it. I can't get it.
Like, for me, it depends on the matchup because I'm ostensibly a Hawks fan, and they've always been terrible.
Well, not the last few years. Now, this year they're terrible, but we get every Hawks game on local cable here. Every Hawks game on local cable in HD. That's new this year. It used to be in that fuzzy view, but now it's all in HD every game. But there's always a great TNT matchup or ESPN
that's
matchup.
That's what we look for you.
Yeah, usually TNT's been having double headers with the late game being a good matchup, either Lakers, Warriors, something out there.
The Bucks were on the other night with
Have you seen the freak?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's...
Woo! Maybe the best I've seen in a while. Too much basketball talk for
these
reviews.
Right?
We'll be back 21 after.
Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market And during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928. 5928.
Welcome back in the News and Views, 25 minutes after 10 o'clock. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484, 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, check them out on Facebook. Cool, cool pictures on Facebook of before and afters, things that can go right, things that could go wrong if you don't get your trees trimmed and taken care of and pruned accordingly. Look, if you've got 30, 40-year-old trees hanging over your house, you needed somebody to climb that tree and thin it out a little bit, or you're going to lose some dead wood on top of your house one day during a storm, ice storm or snowstorm or wind or a hurricane or some other event. You got to get that stuff taken care of. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, Tom and Augustine Duncan, they got 15-plus years in the experience. They're not just a experience in the business. They're not just a chainsaw and a truck. These guys know what they're doing. Call them, 328-2484. 328-2484. You can check them out on Facebook as well. Tom and Augustine Duncan. Tell them we said hey while you're in there. They'll appreciate it. We do as well. We love how you guys support our sponsors. Lots and lots of satisfied customers on the Facebook page and among our listening audience. They can provide you some references if you need them. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484. I got David L. Mowry in the studio. I got F. Jackson Campbell III. I am Gabarin. I worked at a law firm. They called me Gabarin. Because my email said G. Barron Coleman.
Yeah, I know.
So it said Gabarin. Is Brian Kilmeade on the radio? It looks like he's a radio host right now.
He's got to be, right?
I don't know. I didn't know he was on the radio.
I don't know.
No, he's on the, you going to watch Super Bowl this week? You protest?
Yeah, of course. No, I don't.
You know, I
don't protest things.
I don't either. I generally speak.
Remember my whole thing about remember my take last week about like the reason that everyone was at fault because they went to marches? Like,
Yeah.
I don't do things like that.
But the wrong team's in the Super Bowl, clearly. No. The wrong team's in.
What, the Cowboys didn't make it? I mean, I agree. It's terrible.
I got an Oleg Deripaska update a little bit later going on.
Oleg.
I cannot wait to get to that story. We'll do it maybe during the 11 o'clock hour. Oh, this is a great story. You ever run across fact challenge liberals?
No.
Yes, yes, yes. You run across these fact-challenged liberals, and they talk about voter fraud is a myth. There's no such thing as voter fraud. Everybody ought to be able to vote whenever they want, how many times they want. There's never been a proven documented case of voter fraud, ever. Let me just read your average Josh Moon column. Here's the headline in the Washington Times. Pennsylvania admits to 11,000 non-citizens being registered to vote. Pennsylvania lawmaker called on the state Wednesday to immediately expunge the names of 11,198 non-citizens whom the state confirmed are registered to vote despite not being eligible. This comes after Texas found they had nearly 100,000 non-citizens on the state's voter rolls, 60,000 of whom had voted.
For Beto.
I guarantee you they weren't voting for Donald. I'm telling you guys.
Vote early, vote often.
I truly, with all my heart, believe this. If elections had been run fairly, completely fairly, Democrats would not have won a race in a while. I mean, I don't want to throw a year.
In a while.
I don't want to throw a year out there, but it's been a while. I don't want to go all the way back to, like, Lyndon Johnson, but...
Landslide Lyndon?
I just don't think Republicans cheat enough in elections. I think the Democrats
we have a disclaimer where we do not endorse cheating in elections.
But you can run one for yourself. I refuse to issue that disclaimer. Republicans need to cheat in elections because Democrats are cheating. It's like college. Let me ask you this:
right.
The university, like, your alma mater,
mm-hmm.
your alma mater too, Jack. The University of Georgia, University of Alabama. If they both said we're going to run top notch, above board, clean operations in college football, you guys would finish third to last in the SEC every year.
Well, remember,
fire your coach. Nick Saban would be laughed out of town as a quack.
That's right.
He'd go 3-9. He'd be like shades of Shula.
Well, I mean, we had a good man as coach for so long, Mark Richt. A good man.
Well,
you know. How about that offensive line recruiting, though?
I'm just telling you, in the game of football, cheating without getting caught is the game of football. And if you don't do it in college, you're not going
to
compete.
Don't do it in the pros. Al Davis, they used to have it in the locker room. If you ain't cheating, you're not trying to win.
Exactly. Same thing in politics. If you try to run free and fair elections and you try to, we're not going to vote harvest. Well, they are. We're not going to register illegals to vote. They are. You do it till you get caught, and then you say you're sorry. If we're going to make a mockery, if Texas is going to have 100,000 illegals, all of whom are voting Democrat, by the way. None of these guys are voting Make America Great Again. Not one MAGA voter on the illegal rolls. If so, it's because of ballot confusion and language barriers. 58,000 of the Texas registered voters who were on illegally voting, since 1996, 58,000. My guess is the true answer is in the millions of fraudulent vote cast in every national election. And it's not just affecting the United States president. That's the one we always go to and think about.
Right. But that's
how many U.S. senators lose by less than 10,000 votes? How many Congress people lose? I mean, go down and look at the margins. I've done it. Go look at the margins. Do you know how many congressional races were decided by less than 1,000 votes?
A bunch.
About like 12. Like 12. And you don't think people are out there trying to cheat and steal 1,000 votes in an election? You're out of your mind. If the Republicans don't try to keep up, see, the Democrats have... I've never seen a story about voter fraud that involved advantage to the Republican. Have you?
Well, there's one allegedly.
What?
Right now.
What?
North Carolina 9.
Wow.
Where they stole it from Mark Harris.
Did the Democrats eventually win that?
No, because what's going to happen is they're just going to not have a congressman for 2 years, most likely.
But Harris is no longer in?
He didn't. They never certified it. And so now... It's crazy because so you can vote to certify or not certify by 3-2 vote, but to vote for a new election, you have to vote 4-1. And the governor just got to appoint a whole new board because the other one was unconstitutional. And the way it's constituted now, the governor, as the head of the thing, gets three appointments to two for the Republicans. So it'll be 3-2 to not certify and then 3-2 to not have an election. So they're just going to, you know, disenfranchise that
They stole an election.
Yeah, literally stole
the Democrats stole an election. From mm-hmm. So that's what I'm talking about. When's the last time Republicans were still? We're always like, well, we got to be fair, guys. We want to play by the same rules. Until Cocaine Mitch comes along and holds a Supreme Court justice. So that's the first badass thing a Republican's done in quite some time. Who's this?
It's David. Hey, how are you this morning, guys?
Doing well, David.
Hey, you know, and if you notice the national media on that North Carolina 9 thing, they were on that for like 3 days straight, and you never hear them say a peep about, and they actually downplay or mock the Republicans for bringing up voter fraud.
Right, and then when you bring up actual instances of voter fraud on the other side, they say, no, it was the Republican guy. It wasn't the other guys.
Exactly.
That you could literally prove and watch the money and, like, show where they did it.
Exactly. You know, and, like, this whole thing where, is it Texas that they found tens of thousands? Yeah. I mean, you've hardly heard a peep out of the media on that. I mean, they have basically put that on lockdown. So that, again, just shows you that the national liberal media is nothing but the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, it's worse than that, though, David.
Well, it is.
It's worse than that. Here's the problem. These elections that we claim are free and fair, and we have registration, and we have rules, and all this other kind of... If we just concede that we... I mean, it'd be like trying to beat Alabama in football. You know the officials aren't going to call holding on Alabama, so you got to beat them and you got to beat the Alabama. I'm just kidding. Imagine you're playing a basketball game and two of the three officials are fair and one of them is like an alum from the other school,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know he's not calling a fair game. Do you just say, well, you know, we don't want to try to get an alum from our school also to call fouls because that's just playing by their rules. It's just getting down dirty. When they go low, we go high. You know, we're gonna beat them and their crooked official. No.
Tyler Simmons was on sides.
You try to beat them fairly, and if they're gonna cheat, you cheat. And if Republicans don't cheat, you're gonna lose. I'm telling you, you'll never win again.
Well, you know, I don't think it's so much cheating per se with the Republicans. Like you got to cheat, like the Democrats cheat.
Mm.
What the problem that the Republicans make is that they're always reactive instead of proactive.
Here's what we need to do. We need a bill that says if you're a pregnant woman, you can vote for you and your baby. You get two votes, but only if you're pro-life. If you're pro-choice, you don't believe it's a human, and so you don't get a vote on behalf of that human.
Yeah.
So that right there, we pick up a few million votes a year from pregnant women who are conservatives. We all go knock up our wives and girlfriends.
But let me ask you this: who is going to be tough concerning voting in the Republican Party? Who could step up and, you know, basically, hey, Mitch, step aside and let me take over? Who? Name it.
Lindsey Graham.
I gotta run.
27.
You had a Lindsey Graham story, you said.
I do it. I'll get to it. After I tell everybody this hour of the program, brought to you in part by our good friend Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. 567-4223. You can check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. alahomemortgage.com. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Nothing short of sensational. I, myself, used Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage for my house purchase. And if you want to refinance, you can use her as well. 567-4223. She's the best in the business. I'm telling you. Got the experience, got the personality, the go-get-it-ness, the doggedness, the determination. Call her. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. You can check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. Whatever you do, call her today. 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, an equal housing lender.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
From the Fox Business Network, General Electric has been down in the dumps for a long time. Shares today are now up more than 15%. GE reached an agreement in principle to settle a Justice Department probe into its subprime mortgage unit for $1.5 billion. U.S. and Chinese officials are reportedly in talks to set up a meeting between President Trump and China's president for next month. President Trump is meeting with a high-level Chinese official in the Oval Office today to talk about trade issues. H&M, the Swedish company that sells low-cost fashion, says its profit in the recent quarter dropped about 10%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are about to undergo a major turnaround in the right direction. Today, sunshine with a high temperature up to about 54. That's the beginning. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cold. Overnight low 34. Tomorrow, high near 60. Mostly sunny skies. Saturday's high, mid-60s. Slight chance of a shower. On Sunday, could be a couple of isolated showers around. High in the upper 60s to around 70. Monday, I think we're maybe in the low 70s with scattered showers around and well into the 70s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
That conversation remains off air.
We should talk about, like, the, you know.
Then people know.
The gist of the story.
Then they'll know what we were talking about.
The what of the story?
The gist. Our number, 272-9228.
You are terrible.
If you want to get in, 272-9228. Have I told you about my friend Greg over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency in a while? This guy is dynamite. I'm telling you, whether you have a business with two or three employees, he's working with companies like that every single day to streamline the process, to give you the best deal on your benefits, health insurance, and more over there. Doesn't matter whether you're a small business, he wants to talk to you, or whether you're like some of these other businesses, 1,000, 5,000, 10, 15,000 employees that are signing up with Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Guys, I'm telling you, big, big things coming down the pike. These guys are revolutionizing member benefits in the state of Alabama. Nobody's doing it like they do. Nobody's doing it like they do. So you got to call them to get in on it. The software packages, that's free, by the way. They're not selling you the software package. They give that to you to help manage your member benefits. Call them, 356-1502, 356-1502, and you can check them out online. CornerstoneMGA.com. Jack?
Baron.
42 minutes after 10 o'clock. Yeah, I don't want to cover that story. We'll do it another time.
Maybe
the one we're talking about off here.
What about your other story about Lindsey?
Oh, the Lindsey Graham story? He's going to have he sent a letter to the FBI questioning the SWAT-style raid on Roger Stone. I have trouble buying Lindsey Graham as the cowboy. You know what I mean? Soft-spoken guy.
What you're trying to say is a big old sissy.
He's a little delicate.
I like him, though. I like
Lindsey Graham.
I met him once and
nice guy.
Talked to him. He's kind of fun. I mean, he's real funny.
Yeah, he is really funny. He's one of those dudes that, like, is a lot less serious, like, the more behind closed doors you are.
Yeah.
What do you mean, less serious? He's funny?
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, he's not always, you know.
Funny? He amuses you?
He's like a clown to me.
I met him at the curb market. He was with Wenton Blunt, and it was like in 2012 or something. And it was Saturday morning. He said, Jack, do you know Lindsey Graham? I was like, no, Wenton, I don't. And I was like, yeah, you know, hey, Senator. I said, what the hell are you doing wearing a suit? He said, well, Wenton didn't tell me. Anyway, it was so funny to see a guy in a suit at the curb market.
I just have trouble buying him as the, you know, I bought when Charles Grassley was the chair of the Judiciary Committee and he'd come strolling in and he'd get mad and mean and send letters. I bought that. Like, I would say, oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to mess with Charles Grassley.
Gruff old Charles.
Yeah. But
Chuck.
But Lindsey Graham, I just...
Well, he got pretty fired up during the Brett Kavanaugh hearing.
Super fired up.
He really showed that he's a good guy. So what? So
well, that's what I'm saying, though. Even then, when I covered that story on air, we read the text of what he said rather than played it.
Right.
It just didn't have the same effect.
Yeah. So he's saying that the FBI was like, you know, that they sent in guerrillas.
Well, here's what he said in his thing. He said five questions he wants the FBI to answer. Number one, why was it necessary to arrest Mr. Stone at his home in the early morning hours rather than working through his attorneys to permit him to surrender voluntarily? Number two, was the manner of Mr. Stone's arrest consistent with the arrests of and procedures for the arrest of similarly charged individuals? Keep in mind what he was charged with. He was charged with a process crime, lying to not even the FBI, lying to Congress. I mean, hell, everybody's lied to Congress. Mark McGuire lied to Congress. Roger Clemens lied to Congress. Rafael Palmeiro lied to Congress. I didn't see. When was the pre-dawn raid of Raf? Did he ever hit 500? Did he ever get to 500?
I think he did. Didn't
and now
he?
They're gonna keep him out of the hall.
Are these
even though
they're gonna keep Barry Bonds out of the hall. Like,
are these
come
all
on.
Steroid baseball players?
Yes. Allegedly.
And they all got up there and said, "We didn't use steroids." Oh, Rafael Palmeiro just started bombing 40 a year when he was 39 years old. Roger Clemens started striking out 20 a game at 39. It's amazing. Number three, were usual procedures for obtaining and executing arrests and search warrants followed with regard to Mr. Stone? Number four, did the special counsel's office issue a press release and release the indictment to the press prior to informing Mr. Stone's attorneys of the arrest? And number five, and then we'll head to the phone. Oh, no, we won't head to the phones because Red Top's the most impatient caller in America. Did anyone at the FBI, DOJ, or special counsel's office alert CNN, any other media outlet, or anyone outside of law enforcement that the arrest was going to occur on the morning of January 25, 2019?
They did the same damn thing to Manafort, and he wasn't charged with any violent crime. I mean,
the whole thing's ridiculous.
I mean, it's absurd.
Well, isn't the thing with Stone, like, did you say he doesn't have a passport?
Yeah.
Like,
he doesn't have a passport.
Where are you going to go if you don't have a passport?
I mean, where's he going to go anyway? The guy is ridiculous looking. He'll stand out like a sore thumb. That guy cannot hang out in Topeka, Kansas. You know? He's got a tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back.
Well, it's not visible. You know, unless he's just walking around shirtless.
I've always liked him. I mean,
I've always had a general rule. Get as many tattoos as you want. Just make sure you can cover them up with a short sleeve shirt.
He has cool glasses, too.
Yeah, he does have cool. They're kind of like Jack Campbell style.
Well, his are a little more pronounced. But I just like him. And I'll tell you what, he is not going to roll on anybody.
No, he'll go to the end.
He's tough as nails.
He believes it.
He does.
He believes he's a character in a novel written 25 years from now. That's what he believes. I will get to my Oleg Deripaska update here in a little bit. We'll talk Nelly Orr. We'll do a little bit
is
of that.
Is any more on the Awan brothers or whatever their names?
Hell no. Those SOBs should be in prison the rest of their lives. Donald Trump today spoke
with... What nationality were they?
Pakistani.
Wait a minute. I thought I heard something yesterday about them.
Well, I didn't hear it. Go on.
Okay. No. I don't know.
Well, I'm all ears.
I can't remember.
I love an A1 Brothers update, but I hadn't had that. I told you guys about them 18 months ago and hadn't had an update really since. You know, they got charged with bank fraud. But you remember they were the ones that had the laptop that someone picked up at a dead drop? And Debbie with the bad hair, what's her last name?
Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She went bananas trying to get that laptop back. They worked on 40-something House members' emails and had access to them, and they worked for Pakistani intelligence, and we just let them off the hook. Donald Trump tweeting, spoke today with Venezuelan interim president Juan Guaido. The best part of this is that he's calling him the interim president. We hand-selected a 35-year-old to be president of Venezuela.
I know. We don't meddle in anybody else's elections. Why should they meddle in ours?
Never.
I mean, this guy, have you ever read the story of this guy?
Guaido?
Just Guaido or whatever his name, Guaido?
Guaido.
You ever read the story of him?
No, I have not.
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you the story. It's a great, great story. This guy, for 10 years, he was like 25 years old when they selected him. This is the way the intelligence community works. They were waiting for the right time to launch him. But for 10 years, he's basically been groomed by American intelligence to be a right-wing rabble-rouser. But he had to gain the support to topple the regime.
Is this Maduro or whatever his name is?
Yeah. But he's been getting money, organization, infrastructure. They created a national assembly to challenge the Venezuelan whatever assembly they have. Have you guys seen this playbook before? Now, let's just assume he doesn't try to launch it with a beer hall pooch. But have you seen this playbook before? Select a young rabble-rouser.
Give him Barack Obama?
No. Give him infrastructure. Give him his own legislature. Give him his own private military. Challenge the existing authority. Guys, this is what we did during the 1930s. This is Adolf Hitler. But obviously, we learned our lesson. Well, let me say this. I don't know to say we learned our lesson necessarily. I think young Adolf was groomed by the West to create a crisis in Europe that we had to go solve because it was very, very profitable. I've covered that on this program. This is not a shock. I'm not shocking the audience by saying any of this. But it's true. It's absolute. This is what happened. He had his own legislature. He had his own private military wing. There were millions of dollars a month pouring in. Where was it coming from? This Guaido guy didn't get it on his own. I promise you.
I thought everyone in Venezuela was rich these days because of because of all the oil money.
Rafael Palmeiro, 569 career bombs, out of the hall,
and hit 3,000 hits.
So he may be the only one in the hall with
Barry Bonds,
3,000 hits and 500 home runs. Well, that's true.
But you mean the only one out of the hall?
Out of the hall. Yeah. 9 minutes till the top of the hour. I'm just telling you that I think Maduro needs to go too. But it's a little weird when the United States government goes hand-select a rabble-rouser who's 25 years old, grooms him for 10 years, then says, now, it's yours. You're the interim president. You'll get a tweet from the Donald. It's a little weird, I'll be honest with you. We're not supposed to meddle in other people's elections.
Right,
affairs,
we don't.
Remember?
Well, we don't.
Ooh.
you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Bladder control issues can make life difficult and sometimes embarrassing. But now there's a better solution. Now there's Willow. For women and men, Willow does everything the other disposable incontinence product brands do, but with none of the downsides. It's slim and soft, just like underwear. Its ultra-absorbent inner layer keeps you feeling dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric, and it's convenient. Order online and we'll ship them in a plain box. Our subscription model means no more awkward checkout moments at the store. We're so sure you'll love Willow, we'll send your first box for free. All you have to do is go to WillowFree.com. Now you can live your life with confidence and security with Willow. Do you struggle with incontinence? Now you can try Willow for free when you go to WillowFree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box for free so you can try them first, but only at WillowFree.com. WILLOW Free.com. That's WillowFree.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak of the pompous of love. People talk about
me. All right, guys, welcome back. 6 minutes, 5 minutes till the top of the hour.
Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong.
Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon every day. Dave Mowry joins us on Thursdays and special occasions. A special going on at Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week. They'll swing those doors open in about 5 minutes. So Baron, what are they doing right now if the doors aren't open? Well, they got the marinara bubbling on the back eye. They've got the sautéing of garlic and olive oil and onions going on the front eye. They're proofing the dough right now. The dough's in the proofer. Everything is going...
Proofer?
You brought her, you proofer. I barely know her. Everything is going swimmingly over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, and they are getting ready to gear up for a big, big lunch, including that lunch special, the special pasta of the week this week, which is bow tie pasta with cream sauce, sautéed sausage, caramelized onions and mushrooms, ricotta cheese, and shaved Parmesan. When you get into Midtown Pizza Kitchen, ask about the special dish. You can pair a dish that good with a salad for $9. All the dressings are handmade, homemade, right on site. You can buy them for $8.99 a bottle if you don't believe me. If you want to, get by there. Get by there. Two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. People are so damn dug into their position.
No.
Yeah. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. All right. 4 minutes till the top of the hour. 4 minutes till the top of the hour. Let's see here. What else do we have to cover? Man, I got so much going on.
I know. It's just a plethora of things.
33 arrested in Atlanta on sex trafficking charges and ahead of the Super Bowl. No, this happens every year for the Super Bowl. With the Super Bowl just days away, federal law enforcement officials announced Wednesday they've arrested 33 people in Metro Atlanta on sex trafficking charges. They'd also rescued four victims as part of the operation. What is it about large sporting events that makes people want to traffic in sex crimes? Nobody wants to answer that question. You tell me you get a bunch of drunk men together? Jamie Dimon, the head of J.P. Morgan, says he has no problem paying higher taxes. His heart, though, however, is Democratic, but his brain is kind of Republican, he said. He has no problem with paying higher taxes as long as the government spends the money wisely. Good luck with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you know, and by that, what he means is bailing out, you know, the public companies that he was the head of, and making sure that him and his friends don't go to jail for perpetrating large-scale financial fraud. Is that what he means by spending it wisely?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's not, so just to be clear, that's not what he means.
I don't believe that's what he means.
A company that he was in charge of, you know, getting $500 billion, good taxes.
Yeah.
Crumbling roads, spending bad taxes.
That's probably not what he means.
Oh, okay. I just want to
be clear.
Yeah, I mean.
He did get bailed out. And he's worth billion. I mean, he himself is worth billions.
Right. I mean.
He added, however, we need to ensure that our tax dollars are going where they can be most effective. Like expanding the earned income tax credit and other programs that support the people and communities who really need it. Which tax credit was it that bailed out J.P. Morgan?
It was the...
Too big to fail, Dave. Yeah,
that's right.
Too big to fail.
The bailout and the letting them approach the discount window and all that.
I'm always curious by these globalist liberals. I'm always curious about these globalist liberals. That, you know, they, it's actually a very rational decision. They make very rational decisions to support globalism and corporatism because the moment they change sides or the moment they destroy you. If Jamie Dimon came out and said, I want to make America great again, he would not be CEO of JP Morgan.
No, hell no.
They would run him out in the next 2 weeks. If he came out and said he supported Hillary Clinton, no harm, no foul.
No big deal.
That is why they're liberals. Deep down, they know I'm right. They know making America great again is the right thing to do. They know we need a wall. They know we need tax cuts. They know we need Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails. They know the Russians didn't hack into anything. Deep down, they know all of this. They know Seth Rich was killed by those people.
You know what Goldwater's slogan was?
What?
In your heart, you know he's right.
Well, in your heart, you know we need to make America great again. We'll be back.